I went out into Bodega Harbor and did some counts on the docks there and found that the number of invasive species has increased over the past 35 years in Bodega Harbor. And I also found that seawater temperatures had increased over that time. So then I did some experiments to try to understand whether increases in temperature would favor invasive species.
And what did you find?
Well, in order to do that, I looked at the effects of temperature on some different processes that are important for these animals. I looked at effects of temperature on recruitment, when the animals actually land on the substrate, which might be docks or boats. I also looked at the effects of temperature on growth and survival, and I'm starting to look at the effects of temperature on competition. So these are all processes that are involved in determining community composition and which species become most numerous or least numerous. I found that for the most part, the species that seemed to be favored by the higher temperatures were the invasive species. So when we put it all together, looking at these different processes, I say we because I had several co-authors in this work, we found that it seems to be the invasive species that should or could increase over the next 100 years if seawater temperatures continue to increase.
And you found this trend moving up the west coast of the United States.
When I came up here to do the talk in Petersburg, I looked at the ranges of some of these invasive tunicate and bryozoan species, and I found that a couple of the aggressive invaders, including water cypra, the bryozoan, and didymnum, the tunicate, that both of these species have been kind of marching their way north. They arrived in San Francisco Bay, and they were introduced there in about 1980 or 1990, and in the last 20 to 30 years, they've been moving further north, so that both of these species now occur in Puget Sound, and didymnum actually occurs up into British Columbia. And so it seems that these species might be making their way towards Petersburg.
How would people be able to see if this is actually happening?
Well, certainly people are the best observers because scientists can only be one place at one time. And as far as I know, there are no scientists here in Petersburg that are watching for this. Really, it's on the community to watch their boats and watch the docks and keep their eyes out for species that they haven't seen before. And if they see something, maybe ask one of the scientists in town, or they can even report it to Alaska Department of Fish and Game because they're really interested in keeping tabs on which of these species are in Petersburg.
Why should we be concerned about new species coming further north?
Well, it really depends on the species. Some of these species that I've been talking about have really large ecological and economic effects. For example, the bryozoan water cypra forms really large calcified heads that can increase drag on ships and can definitely increase fuel costs. They also grow really fast, and so they might increase the amount of money that's needed to put into scraping and cleaning off the fowlers. In addition, this species, water cypra, can provide habitat for other invasive species. Didymnum is a tunicate species that, again, grows really fast, and it's been known, especially on the east coast of the U.S., to grow just all along the gravel bottom. And so that's a species that can really crowd out other species that are living on the bottom or even species living on the docks. And if there are species like shrimp that have habitat along the bottom, tunicates could really decrease the space for shrimp habitat. So I think that's something that we should really be thinking about.
How do in-harbor warmer temperature species spread to like wild species outside in the ocean?
So most of these are spread in between harbors, mostly by hole fowling. These species attach to ships and then are transported around by either recreational or fishing vessels. And once they're established in an area like a harbor, they can spread to offshore natural places like subtidal rocks or the gravel surfaces. They're often spread by mariculture activities. Many invasive species in the past have been spread by oyster aquaculture. I'm sure there are species that are being spread by mussel aquaculture.
You think they could spill over from
mariculture
farms to wild species and affect those?
Certainly. And mariculture areas are areas that could kind of harbor them just because they have so much substrate. Didymnum has been found in British Columbia, and it's found there in a mariculture facility, probably because there's so much substrate. And so that mariculture facility is almost, instead of just growing mussels, they're also growing didymnum.